The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 28. So there we all were, Sammy and Roger racing all out to the Humbunga River crossing, the crowd of angry Zulegans in hot pursuit and gaining fast, and Alvy, Hobie, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, and I bringing up the rear. Viewed from above, it must have been quite the parade. It was not long before the Zulegans disappeared from our sight. The lesser hills were fairly undulating, and besides, they were on horseback and thus able to move considerably faster. Also, we weren't really inclined to push the pace. All of us, especially the camels, were pretty tired from all this frenetic galloping about. It was some time then before we came across them. We had just crested a small rise when we saw the Zulegans approaching. This time they were moving a lot slower. They also seemed much calmer, even at a distance. I noticed that they now had a camel with them, and on the camel was tied some sort of bundle. It was Sammy. They passed us in silence, not even really seeming to take note of our presence. None of us had the nerve to call it to their attention. We merely watched them pass with our trussed and bundled former guide. We were curious, but yellow. Not long after, we came upon Roger. He was sitting on a rock beside his camel, who was eating some sort of bizarre thorny plant. They were obviously waiting for us. There were some signs of a scuffle round and about the place, and it was then that Roger explained to us what had transpired. As predicted, the Zulegans had caught up with our two camel-mounted companions. Roger had at first been quite frightened. Then he realized that the angry mob had absolutely no interest in him. They were very clearly after Sammy. It took not much time for them to bring him to ground and bind him with the ropes that they had clearly brought for this purpose. They then strapped him to his own camel in order to cart him away. They did not seem particularly inclined to explain to Roger why any of this was happening, but Roger, who I guessed possessed somewhat more courage than the rest of us, inquired of one of them, an older man, somewhat less imposing than the others, what Sammy had done to deserve such treatment. The old man explained that Sammy was, in fact, quite an assiduous gambler, but he was somewhat less assiduous payer of debts. He had run up quite a number of IOUs from his frenzied wagering on both mouse wrestling and badger tumbling whilst in Zulega, and then had skipped off with our little expedition without making good on any of them. I was sorry to see Sammy go, as I was somewhat fond of the fellow. He had always been an easygoing and conversive companion. Our reduced party headed on towards the crossing of the Humbunga River, which was now in sight. We traveled along in silence, alone with our thoughts, most of which were, I should think, about the fate of poor Sammy. Gambling is a terrible vice.